ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 द आइलैंड ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप। दीज आर द प्रेयर्स ऑफर्ड बाय हनुमान जी फ्रॉम द किम पुरुष लोग वेर ही रिजाइड्स इटर्नली। मर्त्यावतारस्त्व इह मर्त्यशिक्षणा रक्षो वधयैव न केवलं विभो कुतोऽन्यथा स्याद् रमतस्व आत्मनः सीता कृतानि व्यसनानि निश्वरस्य। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It was ordained that Ravan, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. And for this reason, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of a human being. Lord Ramachandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravan, but also to teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is the self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead and nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to tribulation by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Purport. When the Lord appears in the universe in the form of a human being, he has two purposes. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya Chadushkritam, to destroy the demons and protect the devotees. To protect the devotees, the Lord not only satisfies them by His personal presence, but also teaches them so that they will not fall down from devotional service. By His personal example, Lord Ramachandra taught the devotees that it is better not to enter married life, which is certainly followed by many tribulations, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yanmaitunadigrahamedi sukam hituccham kanduyanena karayoriva dukkha dukkham trippyanti neha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja kandutivan manusijam visheheta dhira. Kripanas, those who are not advanced in spiritual knowledge and who are therefore just the opposite of brahmanas, generally take to family life, which is a concession for sex. Thus they enjoy sex again and again. Although that sex is followed by many tribulations, that is a warning to devotees. To teach this lesson to devotees and to human beings, human society in general, Lord Sri Ramachandra, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, underwent a series of tribulations because he accepted a wife, Mother Sita. Lord Ramachandra underwent these austerities, of course, only to instruct us. Actually, he never has any reason to lament for anything. Another aspect of the Lord's instruction is that one who accepts a wife must be a faithful husband and give her full protection. Human society is divided into two classes of men, those who strictly follow the religious principles and those who are devotees. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra wanted to instruct both of them how to fully adapt the discipline of the religious system and how to be beloved and dutiful husband. Otherwise, he had no reason to undergo apparent tribulations. One who strictly follows religious principle must not neglect to provide all facilities for the complete protection of his wife. There may be some suffering because of this, but one must nevertheless endure it. That is the duty of a faithful husband. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra demonstrated this duty. Lord Ramachandra could have produced hundreds and thousands of Sitas from his pleasure energy, but just to show the duty of a faithful husband, he not only rescued Sita from the hands of Ravan, but also killed Ravan and all the members of his family. Another aspect of the teachings of Lord Ramachandra is that although Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his devotees may apparently suffer from material tribulations, they have nothing to do with such tribulations. They are mukta purushas, liberated persons, under all circumstances. It is therefore stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Yatadeka Vaishnavara Vyavahara Dukha Nishchaya Janiyataha Paramananda Sukha. A Vaishnava is always firmly situated in transcendental bliss. because of engagement in devotional service. Although he may appear to suffer material pain, his position is called transcendental bliss in separation, viraha. The emotions a lover and a beloved feel when separated from one another are actually very blissful, although apparently painful. Therefore, the separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita Devi, as well as the consequent tribulation they suffered, is but another display of transcendental bliss. That is the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I'll read 2-3 verses which are spoken by Hanumanji. Since Lord Sri Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, he is not attached to anything in this material world. He is the most beloved super soul of all self-realized souls and is the very intimate friend. He is full of all opulences. Therefore, he could not possibly have suffered because of separation from his wife. Nor could he have given up his wife and Lakshman, his younger brother. To give up either would have been absolutely impossible. Na jananunam mahato na saubhagam na vak na buddhir na kritistosha hetu tairyad visrishta na pino vanokashas chakar sakke bat lakshmana grajaha. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities, such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of this qualification is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken a noble birth, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends. Suro surova pyathavanaro nara sarvatmanaya sakritajanam uttamam bhajetaramam manujakritim harim ya uttaran annayat koshalandivam iti. Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, or a man or a creature other than man, such as a beast or a bird, anyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this earth just like a human being. There is no need of great austerities or penances to worship the Lord, for he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus, he is satisfied. And as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramachandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. Om Agya. Martya Vatarastva Iha Martya Shikshanam Raksho Vadhaya Ivana Kevalam Vibho Kutonyathasya Dramatasvad Atmana Sita Kritani Vesananishvarasya. It was Hare Krishna. So on this most auspicious occasion of Lord Ramachandra's appearance, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, after concluding the pastime of narrating the activities of Lord Ramachandra, he blessed by giving this benediction that anyone who hears the narration of Lord Ramachandra's activity will be freed from envy. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, envy is all pervading. He said, even amongst devotees, this envy can be seen when another devotee is advancing. By seeing that, a fellow devotee might feel envious. That is the power of envy. And therefore, certainly we need such benediction. Because by our own endeavor, we should endeavor, no doubt. But with our own endeavor, ultimately, how can we achieve perfection? As here, Hanumanji very beautifully offering his prayers, that even by offering little to Lord Ramachandra is satisfied. And when he is satisfied, our life is perfected. So satisfaction, our perfection is not dependent upon our own endeavor. And therefore, Hanuman is offering these beautiful prayers, quoting his own example. He said, what is my position? Who am I? No good birth, no gentlemanly talk, not coming from the high race or high nation, but still Lord Ramachandra accepted as what? As friends. Not as servants, accepted as friends. And therefore, whether one is a demon or a devotee or a rakshasa, whatever, one can achieve perfection by the grace of Lord Ramachandra. So therefore, Lord Ramachandra's pastime, that's so beautiful, I was mentioning to Gaur Gopal Prabhu, that if you keep reading Ramachandra's pastime, you might change your loyalty. Because they're as deep, as sweet, may not be as naughty as Krishna's pastime. Therefore, surprisingly, Valmiki Muni does not mention any childhood pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. Hardly any childhood pastime. In fact, no childhood pastime. All the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana is simply sober and very deep. Ramayana is filled with crying only. You have to keep crying. Crying and sacrifice. Crying and sacrifice. Every character in Ramayana, including Lord Ramachandra, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, enjoyment is his birthright. His eternal right. What to speak of birthright? His eternal right. And therefore, all the living entities are there for providing enjoyment to Lord Ramachandra or Lord Krishna. That the only duty we have to provide. But still, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, he suffered, as Hanumanji himself is mentioning, apparently acted as if he was suffering and exhibited such a great sacrifice. And everybody followed the suit. Lakshman, Bharat, Sita, Shatrughna, Sumitra, Kaushalya, Sumantra, Guha. You take any character in Ramayana, even though Kaikeyi planned to enjoy, she suffered. She suffered because the very person who was supposed to give her pleasure was staying outside Ayodhya and suffering more than Lord Ram in one sense. And she had to see that. Because of her desire that my son should enjoy, but opposite happened. Bharat for next 14 years, it is explained that just like for us, Srimad Bhagavatam and our acharyas give beautiful purports using some of the commentaries of Sri Vaishnava acharyas, because for them Ramayana is everything and they give such a brilliant understanding of Ramayana. It is explained when Bharat was living in Ayodhya, in Nandigram, outside of Ayodhya, for next 14 years he performed this tapasya not to prove his ability to perform tapasya, but just to show how fallen he was. That was the attitude. It is explained that every day for next 14 years, Bharat would go to Sarayu River to take his bath in the early morning hours, much before Brahma Muhurta, before any Ayodhya Vasi would come there to take their bath. Why was he thinking like that? Why was he doing like that? Because he thought, why Lord Ramachandra is in the forest? Only because of me. He told Shatrughna, after all this event occurred, he was angry with his mother, angry with Manthara. And he confided with Shatrughna. He said, my dear brother, Namataram. He said, you think Lord Ramachandra is in the forest because of my mother, Kaikeyi? He said, no. After all, it is but natural for a woman to think about her son's welfare. I don't blame her. He said, do you think it is because of my father, Lord Ramachandra, in the forest? He said, no. Because he will fulfill whatever promise he had made to his wife. And neither Manthara, this woman, the servant of my mother, she is not responsible. He said, it is only my responsibility because I was born to Mother Kaikeyi. Only because of that she developed all these desires. Only I am responsible for whatever has happened to Lord Ramachandra. So therefore, when you take bath in the Sarayu river, he would go in the early hours when nobody would see him. Thinking, why should people see an inauspicious personality in the beginning of their day? Why should they begin their day with an inauspicious note? Therefore, he would go much before anybody would come there and take bath in the Sarayu river. And Valmiki Muni explains, describes the characteristics of Sarayu river. During the winter, Sarayu would be so cold, extremely cold, that the elephants would come there to drink water in the afternoon. They would be so thirsty to drink water. They would come there. When they would come close to Sarayu river, simply the effect of the cold, the winter, would make them shiver. And without drinking water, they would run away from there. He said, but still, Bharat, just to purify himself, he would take a dip every day in the Sarayu river, remembering the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. Therefore, unfortunately, many so-called scholars, in India especially, in South, in Maharashtra, in Bengal, you take any place, their understanding of Ramayana is completely different from the compilation of Valmiki Muni. They blame Lord Ramachandra for banning Sita. They blame Lord Ramachandra for doing Agni Pariksha of Sita. They blame Sita for chastising Lakshman. They blame Lakshman for being angry with his father and mother. They blame Lakshman for blaming Daiva. In fact, they read Ramayana to blame everybody. In this way, they do not experience the pleasure of reading Ramayana. Better not read Ramayana. But when we understand Ramayana through the eyes, through the heart of great devotees, by seeing the sacrifice, as Hanumanji is talking about Lord Ramachandra's activities. Lord Ram is called as Maryada Purushottam. Now, Maryada is not necessarily means limited. The one definition of Maryada is limited. Another definition of Maryada is disciplined. Lord Ramachandra's activities were so disciplined. Therefore, it is explained that if you want to follow in the footsteps of the activities, better follow Lord Ramachandra's activity, as Hanumanji is explaining, and follow the teachings of Krishna. Do not try to imitate the activities of Krishna, but follow his instructions. And if you want to imitate anyone's activities, better imitate the activities of Lord Ramachandra. We condemn morality without devotional service. And here Lord himself is exhibiting highest of morality. In fact, it is explained when Lord Ramachandra was about to be coronated by Dasharatha Maharaj, all the Ayodhya Vasis became very happy, including all class of women, the young unmarried girls, the middle-aged and the elderly women were very happy. Why? Because in Ayodhya, Dasharatha Maharaj had 350 wives. He had three principal wives, Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikai, and he had other wives also. And one Sri Vaishnava Acharya gives the explanation, was Dasharatha Maharaj was a sensual person, marrying one after another? Why was he doing it? He said, when Parshuram was living then, and he had taken a vow to kill all the Kshatriyas, and because he had taken vow of killing all the Kshatriyas, and he was indiscriminative, just like Lord Chaitanya is indiscriminative in giving mercy, Parshuram destroyed good and bad Kshatriyas, because there was a Shiva Tattva in him. Shiva Tattva involves that destruction. So Parshuram was into this activities of killing everybody. So whenever you take around, going around, he went around 21 times, entire world, but not necessarily only came 21 times to one place. No, sometimes you go through one place many times. So it is explained when he was going through, he would come to Ayodhya also. And seeing Dasharath Maharaj, would immediately arrange a marriage ceremony and get married, because he had told, I will not kill anyone when they are on the verge of getting married. That was the vow of Parshuram also. Therefore, every time Parshuram's news of coming would reach Dasharath Maharaj, immediately would arrange marriage and Parshuram would leave from there. So there is some protection in marriage also from Parshuram's wrath. So, and because Dasharath Maharaj is getting married because of this, the tendency is that you imitate the leaders. Yatha Raja Tata Praja. So when king was marrying so many wives, the subjects also felt, what is the harm in getting married more? It's easier to follow the easier principles and say, just see, Prabhupada drank 7-up. No? But Prabhupada slept only 2 hours. That we don't see, because that is very difficult to execute. And of course we can't imitate also. So people are getting married, 1, 2, 3, 4, following in the footsteps of Dasharath Maharaj. And Dasharath Maharaj could not preach to them. You can't do it. But when Lord Ramachandra decided to be coronated by Dasharath Maharaj, they knew from very beginning Lord Ramachandra had taken this vow of Ekapatni Vrata. As Prabhupada explained very beautifully, losing Mother Sita should not have caused any problem, because pleasure potency is under his power. He can create millions of Sitas and do not bother about about Ravan. But because he had taken the vow of Ekapatni Vrata, because he had to establish the principle of what real example is, therefore the young unmarried girls were thinking, if Rav becomes king, then all the subjects are forced to follow his example. And our husbands will have only one wife. So we'll have no disturbance of co-wives. And the middle-aged ladies were thinking that if Lord Ram becomes king, then we will be stopped. We will not be harassed by the co-wives. Then our husband has to treat everybody equally. Whenever there is a co-wife, there is always favorite. And that was the problem for Dasharath Maharaj. Kaikai was very favorite to him. And therefore, actually Dasharath Maharaj asked her, he said, what should I do? Should I kill for your pleasure? Or should I revive somebody who has been already killed? Just see that he asked that question. And knowing very well, Kaikai might ask, you do this one, that you kill for my sake, because she was the favorite wife. And therefore, when Kaikai decided Lord Ramachandra to go to the forest, Dasharath Maharaj begging, pleading, but she would not agree. Her heart has become very hard. And Sumantara, the minister, you know, he takes the main role there and he chastises Kaikai right in front of Dasharath Maharaj. And Dasharath Maharaj does not say anything, because he had such a confidence in Sumantara. And Sumantara knew all the confidentiality of Kaikai's birth also. And he says, after all, you know, you belong to such a family, you are carrying the same qualities as your mother. And what was it? Just see, Sumantara knew all the confidentialities. And he told a story to Kaikai. He said, after all, you are a daughter of your own mother. He said, your mother, when she married to your father, her husband, Kaikai's father, received a benediction. He received a benediction that he could actually understand the language of all the living entities. That was the benediction. But in this material world, unless devotional service, you also have to receive the other side of the coin also. Our Radha Gopinath mentioned, only in the spiritual world and in Shole movie there is only one side of the coin. I am quoting him. But you have to get the second side of the coin also. So what was the benediction? That you can understand the language of all the living entities, but if you reveal what they speak, you will die. What kind of benediction is this? What is the use of this benediction? You can't boast, you can't show. and to keep secret of so many living entities when others don't know, and not to tell it to others, is the biggest austerity. So what is the benediction? This is material world. Very deceptive. So Kaikeyi's mother saw one day that he is laughing for no reason. There was nobody around him. Only she was there. And she was there for a long time. So naturally you will not keep laughing with her. So then when she saw that he is laughing, she said, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "For no reason." "No, there must be some reason." She started speculating. "You must be thinking of your, you know, you must be having relationship with somebody. You must be thinking about her and you are cheating me." She started speculating. So he said, "No, not like that." She insisted and he said, "Look," he said, "I can understand the language of the living entities. I saw these ants talking to each other and hearing their words, I was simply laughing." And then she said, "I want to know what they were speaking." And he said, "If I tell you, I will die. It doesn't matter. You die, but I want to know." That is Kaikeyi's mother. Huh? So therefore, Sumantara said, being the daughter of such a woman, just see, you don't mind your husband dying, you becoming a widow. He is telling that if I live without Lord Ramachandra, I will die instantly. But you don't mind it. And Sumantara narrates this. But Kaikeyi becomes so hard-hearted, she would not agree. And the explanation is given why she told 14 years. She told 14 years because she knew very well that when Lord Ram comes back to Ayodhya, everyone will make him the king, including Bharat. But according to Manu Samhita, if somebody leaves your home for 12 years, he does not inherit any property of the father. The property goes to somebody else. Just see, she was such a diplomatic woman also. She was not a stupid woman, you know, only doing cooking. She was cooking something else also. So she knew all the diplomacy. Therefore, she said, 14 years, no less than 14 years, he should be staying in the forest. So when Ram comes back, according to the Hindu legal rights, Lord Ram will not inherit anything. So therefore, Prabhupada explains, for doing Dushkriti also you need intelligence. Even to perform bad activity. And she'll become really hard-hearted. So, the co-wives. So they're praying that Lord Ramachandra should become the king so that the husband will have to treat everyone equally. No favoritism. Those are already married. And those elderly women who had other co-wives and many sons, if Lord Ramachandra becomes the king, they were thinking, even though one of the sons of our husband, who may not be my son, is the boss of the house, he will treat us also nicely. He will not neglect us. Our requirements will be fulfilled by these sons because Lord Ramachandra will implement this. In this way, they were thinking that Lord Ramachandra should become the king because he is Ekapatni Vrata. And Prabhupada explains, even though the king has the right to marry many women, but Lord Ramachandra followed this ideal example of marrying only one, Mother Sita. And even though there was many chances, many people were naturally attracted to Lord Ramachandra, he would not agree. He said, "Next life, when I come as Krishna, then any number is no problem." He married 16,000 and then, you know, gave service to thousands and millions of gopis and gave them that pleasure. So Lord Ramachandra, we see that his beauty, his compassion, his sensitivity. I would like to speak few of these points. Ram's beauty is defined so nicely by Valmiki Muni, that when Dasharath Maharaj called Lord Ramachandra, this is the explanation given. When Lakshman decided to go along with Lord Ram, Sumitra comes to him. Now Kaushalya is trying to stop Lord Ram, "You don't go, do not worry, don't care. Whatever your father has said, it is not fair. You should stay here. But Lord Rama is willing to follow the instruction of his father. He is going to the forest. And Lakshman decides to follow Lord Ramachandra. Because Lord Rama had said, whatever is my pleasure is also your pleasure. I share whatever belongs to me also belongs to you. Therefore Lakshman said, since everything what belongs to you also belongs to me, therefore going to forest with you is also my share. And Lord Ram could not say anything. So he started following Lord Ram. And before following Lord Ram, he comes to Mother Sumitra. And Sumitra speaks to Lakshman that your birth is there just to follow Lord Ram. You have no other purpose. The purpose of your birth is to just serve Lord Ramachandra. And she explains to Lakshman that, my dear son, when you are following Lord Ramachandra, follow him properly. He said, do not cause harm to Lord Ramachandra. How will Lakshman cause harm to Lord Ramachandra? There is no question. But why did Sumitra speak this? It is explained that Sumitra knew the attraction of Lakshman towards Lord Ramachandra. It is explained when Ram came to Dasharatha's palace and Dasharatha was watching from his towers, seeing the beauty of Lord Ramachandra, that it is explained, Prasadasto Rathagatam, the Dadarsha Yantra Matjam, Gandharva Raja Pratimam, that his body was like the body of a Gandharva, Loka Vikhyata Purusham, and he was very famous, Dirgabahum Mahasatvam, Dirgabahu, and pure Satva, Matta Matanga Gaminam, when he was walking like a mad elephant. And then even the moon would fade in the presence of Ram's face. Ramam Ativa Priyadarshanam. And he was so beautiful that Dasharath Maharaj, by seeing the walk of Lord Ramachandra, he was stunned. He kept seeing this beautiful face of Lord Ramachandra. So Sumitra was thinking, while walking, Lord Ram is so beautiful. And what to speak of when Lord Ram is lying down? When Vishwamitra Muni saw Lord Ramachandra lie down, when he took him to this forest to kill Tataka and Maricha, to perform his yajna properly, Lord Ram was lying down, taking rest in the bare ground. And Vishwamitra chanted those famous prayers. What was that? Kaushalya Supraja Ramo Purva Sandhya Pravartate. He said, there he saw the beauty of Lord Ramachandra when he is lying down. Usually, when he is sleeping, we know what happens. Sleep is in the mode of ignorance. And especially, the eyes they don't look beautiful at all. But here, Lord Ramachandra was beautiful even while lying down. In sitting also, he was very beautiful. So therefore, Sumitra was feeling that if Lakshman keeps seeing the beauty of Lord Ramachandra, he will not perform his duties. And in this way, he will cause harm to Ram. Therefore, she was warning, do not cause any harm to Lakshman. As Rupa Goswami explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when Daruka was fanning Lord Krishna, and he was seeing the beauty of Lord Krishna, and because he was seeing Lord Krishna's beauty, the tears started flowing from his eyes. And because of the tears in his eyes, he had a blurred vision. He couldn't see properly. And he didn't know that he was properly fanning Krishna or not. Therefore, he condemned his ecstasy, that hell with his ecstasy. Because his ecstasy is obstructing my service to Lord Krishna. So therefore, sometimes he asks this question, when will I feel ecstasy? Ecstasy is an obstacle on the path of devotional service, according to Daruka and according to Sumitra. Therefore, whether we feel ecstasy or we feel no ecstasy, whether we feel great boredom one has to continue one's duty. Therefore, Sumitra is telling, he said, do not harm your brother. You be ahead and keep serving. Remove all the thorns. Create a nice facility to Lord Ramachandra. And Lakshman, actually, he made his mother very proud. Always served Lord Ramachandra so nicely. One time Lord Ramachandra, when he was supposed to build a Purana Kutir for himself, for Lord Ramachandra, he told, build a nice Purana Kutir so that I can perform my duties properly. And also build your own place. Lakshman was shocked to hear that. He said, my Lord, there is no separate identity for me. There is no separate pleasure for myself. Your pleasure is my pleasure. There is no extra or there is no result of practicing devotional service. If you practice devotional service and these are the material results. Lakshman said, no. He said, your pleasure is my pleasure. And therefore, next 14 years when Lakshman stayed in the forest, again they were competing. Bharat and Lakshman, without knowing what they were doing, they were performing these austerities, not for the sake of doing it, but they didn't even think about these austerities. But the austerities were taking place. Valmiki Muni explains, where have you seen lotus flower? A lotus flower which blossoms 24 hours a day. A lotus only opens when the sunlight is there. You don't see lotus flower which blooms 24 hours. You don't see that. But if you want to see that, he said, see the eyes of Lakshman. He said, the eyes of Lakshman never close. They are always open 24 hours for 14 years. He never closed his eyes. He never closed. If you go to Chitrakoot mountain, there are two mountains. One mountain belongs to Lord Ram and Sita. They would stay. And higher than that mountain, Lakshman would stay. And there is a deity of Lakshman who is sitting in Virasan. Virasan is the actual asan where the security guard should be sitting. Not sitting on the chair. Virasan is the asan. Is the asan of protecting others, guarding others. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj also in the first cant of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he glorifies Krishna. Again, another great devotee says, who am I? I'm not anybody. My connection to Krishna is based on the connection with my grandparents, Pandavas. And what Krishna did not do for the Pandavas, he became the messenger. And there the word Virasan is used. He said, Krishna was guarding the Pandavas in the Virasan position. So Lakshmana would guard the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram and Mother Sita for 14 years without eating, without drinking and without sleeping. One may say, how is it possible? It is not possible for us to understand. But it was possible because Valmiki Muni is talking about this pastime in Valmiki Ramayana. And then, just see how in connection with Lord Ram, Lakshman's quality. When Hanumanji came to Lakshman, he said, who are you? Sugriv said, go and see. Hopefully they are not the friends of Vali. When Hanumanji came down, he asked Lakshman, what is your identity? Who are you? And Lakshman talks about his father, glorifies his father so much. And then he says, actually, Ram, it's Ram's greatness that he calls me as his brother. The verse is there in Valmiki Ramayana. That's his greatness that he calls me as my brother. But my identity, I'm his servant. I'm nothing but I'm his servant. But Ram's so great that he's establishing relationship with me and calls me as his brother. And Hanumanji learned that lesson and never forgot. Therefore, when Ravan asked him, who are you? What did he say? He said, Dasoham Kosalendrasya. He did not say that I am son of Anjaneya and my mother is this, my father is that. I am from Kishkindha Kshetra. He said, I am the servant of Lord Ram. So this principle of being a servant was the foundational consciousness of Lakshman at all positions. And he gave all credit to Lord Ram, calling him as his brother. And Lord Ram's compassion, his karuna is so great. It is explained when Mother Sita was talking to Lakshman, when Lakshman came as a messenger of Lord Ram. And she says, my dear Lakshman, my dear Hanumanji, sorry, Hanuman. He said, Lord Ram is so great, he is so compassionate, he is so merciful, that even Jayanta, who came to harass me, he committed a big offense. But when he begged forgiveness from Lord Ram was so kind, he forgave him. So why is he not coming? I'm waiting for him to come. And she explains that my husband has a quality that he's so compassionate. And the acharyas give the explanation. She said, I've not heard from anybody else. I have personally asked this question. She's telling this to Lakshman. And they give the explanation that when they were crossing the river Ganga to come to Dandakaranya forest, Mother Sita asked Ram that, my dear Lord, what do you consider as the highest dharma? What is you consider as the highest dharma? So Lord Ram said, when I see others suffering, I can't stand it. When I see the suffering of others, I want to help them to overcome that suffering. So therefore Lord Ram, during the battle along with Ravan, now when you see Ravan, who is Ravan? Ravan was Atatai. He was an Atatai, deserves to be killed. And that was the very purpose Lord Ramachandra came. One of the main purpose, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Dushkrutam. And you come from the spiritual world to the mundane world. One of the purposes is to kill him. So when you see your enemy after a long time and you have the power to kill, you kill. That's all. Nothing but you kill. But when Lord Ram was fighting with Ravan on the first day, Ravan fell down. He couldn't handle the power of Lord Ram. And Lord Ram was so considerate. He said, you go home, you take rest, I think you are tired, and come tomorrow. Now, this is the nature of a Kshatriya, but there was another principle involved. Lord Ram was thinking, maybe tomorrow he will surrender. I don't want to kill him. If he surrenders tomorrow, then I can extend myself. I can be compassionate to him. Therefore, Lord Ram, even in that condition, where that Atatai was right in front of Lord Ram, he defeated him, but he said, you go home, take rest and come back tomorrow. Therefore, he told all the monkeys when Vibhishan came to Lord Ram asking for shelter. And Sugri was not willing to accept him. He said, no, he's a traitor. After all, he has given up his brother. He had done the same thing, but no, he was talking about Vibhishan. And Ramanujacharya gives a very beautiful explanation. We'll discuss that. So then, when Sugri was warning, he might cause some harm to us. And Lord Ram showed his power. He said, simply by my thumb, I can control the entire world. What to speak of anybody causing any harm to me? And if you want to know, my dear Sugriv, what to speak of Vibhishan, even Ravan comes now, I will extend myself and give mercy to Ravan. That is Vaishnav. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibited that quality. And when Ravan was ultimately killed by Lord Ramachandra, there's a beautiful description how Vibhishan was lamenting, seeing the condition of his brother. And Ram felt maybe Vibhishan would not want to perform the last rites for his brother, because he was such a heinous person, such a demon. Therefore, Lord Ram says to Vibhishan, he said, my dear Vibhishan, that you have to perform last rites to Ravan. After all, who was Ravan? Lord Ram glorifies Ravan's qualities. He says, he was such a hero. He has departed on the battlefield fighting a heroic death. So therefore, just like Ravan is your brother, he does not directly mention this explanation given. If you do not do the last rites, I will do last rites for Ravan. Just see. You know, you kill your enemy. You know, Bhima was about to do that. Bhima wanted to step on the head of Duryodhan and actually deserve that. But Yudhishthira Maharaj stopped him and said, don't do. You know, it is not good. After all, he is the king. So here Lord Ram said, if you don't do the last rites, I will do last rites for Ravan. And he said, one's enmity should stay as long as the person is living. Now Ravan is dead. So what is there in enmity? You perform the last rites not for his body, for his soul. And soul is never connected to this material body. That body is gone. And then Lord Ram said, I wanted to do something good to Ravan when he was living, but I was not able to do it. But at least I can do it now when he is dead. That was the consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yesterday Dayarampa was mentioning, when you have a power, when you get some power, you go mad. Power corrupts a human being. And he gave the example of Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln said that anyone can withstand adversities. If you want to test the character of a man, give him power. And that's so true. Therefore, Kunti was so fearful. Therefore, she prayed to Krishna, my dear Lord, keep giving me difficulties. Why? Because in difficulties, for a devotee, it is much easier to remember Krishna. But if the opulence comes, there is a danger that he might forget Krishna. Same thing, Vasudev, leper, he told Lord Chaitanya, when he was leper, what is there to be proud of? But when Mahaprabhu embraced him and relieved him from his leprosy, gave him the body which was much beautiful than Gandharva's body, Vasudev leper became very fearful. He said, my Lord, I'll become very proud because everybody will come that you are the recipient of Mahaprabhu's mercy. He was fearing, he was experiencing greater pain having the Gandharva's body than the body of a leper. And then Lord Chaitanya assured him, don't worry. He said, he'll not be affected by such difficulties. So here Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometime, you know, people criticize, not sometime, many times, when something wrong happens, why God is not considerate? Why God is not compassionate? If the Lord has to exhibit his power and the effect of that power, just imagine how badly he could treat the living entities. But still he never treats living entities badly. His compassion continues to remain at all the times, even though the living entity behaves very nastily. And Ravan, there is a verse in the Mahabharata. The verse says in the Mahabharata that the two greatest fools in this world were Ravan and Duryodhan. Even after experiencing their defeat, not one time, many times, they would not surrender. Ravan experienced, Hanumanji said, my dear Ravan, I am the most insignificant servant of Lord Ram. Only the most insignificant person is sent as a messenger. Not the most important people. I am the most insignificant person. If I can create such a damage, just think and surrender. Do not experience. Just think and surrender to Lord Ram. But he would not do it. Therefore, Mahabharata says he was one of the greatest fools. And still, Lord Ramachandra said, offer last rites to him. He deserves last rites. And if you don't do it, I will do it. That is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very compassionate and very considerate, very sensitive. When Lord Ram was fighting against Ravan, Indra sent his Matali with his chariot. And when the warrior is fighting, you know, we have heard this story, but I've never read it. When I joined in the early years, I heard this story. So when you hear something in the beginning of your spiritual life, the story remains. but I've never read anywhere. A very interesting story when a chariot driver, why the occupation of a sarthi is considered as low. Therefore, when Duryodhan suggested Shalya to become the chariot driver of Karna, he was so angry. He said, I'm walking out, I'm not going to stay here. You are insulting me. You are asking me to become a chariot driver of a Sutaputra. That is a great insult. But on the other hand, the Supreme Lord was driving the chariot of Arjuna. And a devotee told his story that when a chariot driver is driving his chariot, the fighter, one who is fighting, he is using his mouth to minimize the confidence of a warrior. He has to boast, I can finish you off, break the confidence of other party. And then he has to give order also to the chariot driver. But because his mouth is used in boasting and destroying the confidence of other party, and he can't look down, he can't touch his hand because the hands are used shooting arrows, the eyes are focused. So only way he can order the chariot driver by kicking. He kicks on the right side, kicks on the left side, kicks on the middle side. So the chariot driver realizes, okay, I have to go left, I have to go right, I have to go in the middle. And the Lord was willing to take that kind of service for his devotee. Arjuna requested, my Lord, if you cannot do anything, at least hold my reins. And Krishna said, I will do it. Nowhere it is mentioned that Arjuna ever kicked the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is the occupation of a chariot driver. And therefore, when a chariot driver makes some mistake, it is but natural. We read Pradyumna chastising Daruka's son for taking him away from the battlefield. Ravan chastising. So when Ram was eager to fight Ravan, Ram felt that Matali was little slow. And therefore Ram kind of mildly chastised. And immediately corrected himself. He said, he does not belong to me. He is the property of Indra. And he has come to make favors to me. How can I chastise? And Lord Ramachandra immediately corrects himself and begs almost like a forgiveness from Matali that, you know, sorry that I behaved rudely with you. That is Lord Ramachandra. Therefore, when we study the character of Lord Ramachandra from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharat, or then directly the Valmiki Ramayana, that this beautiful personality appears to the forefront, creating such a wonderful impact on our life. Therefore, even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to preach to Rupa Goswami's brother, Anupam, that he was so attached to Lord Ramachandra, Murari Gupta, their attachment was so great that the original personality of Godhead, when he tried to convince or test, both you can say. If Murari Gupta had converted to Krishna's devotee, it is not that Lord Chaitanya would have chastised, what is this, your loyalty is no good. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is a story of one Ram's devotee becoming Krishna's devotee. And Mahaprabhu was happy with that also. When Anupam and Murari Gupta did not convert, he said, our heart we have given to Lord Ram. It is better to give up our life, but give up our loyalty to Lord Ramachandra. And at the same time, you are not able to follow your instruction. And there Mahaprabhu chanted those famous verses, that glorious is the devotee, even if the Lord rejects him, he would never give up the lotus feet of the Lord. And glorious is the Lord, even the devotee wants to quit, he grabs hold of his shikha and brings him back. Mahaprabhu quoted this verse when Sanatan Goswami talked about his brother Anupam, who was such a ardent devotee of Lord Ramachandra. So therefore, on this auspicious occasion of Lord Ramachandra's appearance, of course there are so many stories of Lord Ramachandra in regards to his pastimes. And Sukadeva Goswami explains one very beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When he was going back to the spiritual world, What did he do? He said the very lotus feet which were traversing all the forest path covered with thorns, pebbles, piercing, those thorns were piercing the lotus feet of the Lord. He said that very lotus feet Lord Ramachandra placed into the heart of his devotees and went back to the spiritual world. Therefore, there is another verse which says in the 7th canto, when Lord Ram, after performing yajna, he offered everything to the brahmanas, all his kingdom, except his own garments and Sita's ornaments, the nose ring and little bangles. Everything else was given as a charity to the brahmanas. And the brahmanas return it back. Brahmanas have right to receive the charity, but not right to keep the charity. Nowadays, brahmanas will talk, you know, you have the right to receive, but they don't have the right to keep it. They have the right to receive. They can demand charity, but they cannot keep it. So therefore, the brahmana said, take all back to you, my Lord. Take it back. He said, the greatest charity is that you are in our heart and you have dispelled our ignorance. That is the greatest gift you have offered to us. So therefore, when we study Ramayana, either in the Srimad Bhagavatam or actually the Valmiki Ramayana, what attracted the austerities of Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna is the character of Lord Ram. They did these activities only for sake of Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra reciprocated. Therefore, Lord Ram says, in regards to Lakshman, he says, my dear Lakshman, just like Lord is residing as Paramatma in everybody's heart, he said, just like I am in everybody's heart, he said, I also have somebody in my heart. And without them, I cannot survive. And he says, Lakshman is in my heart. And why? Because, and therefore their very names, Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna. Shatrughna, it is explained, Shatrughna is not seen much conquering enemies. Shatrughna means one who destroys the enemies. But Shatrughna had conquered the internal enemies. He had conquered his internal enemies. Therefore, he was very dear to Lord Ram. And Bharata, his bhava, his raga, his movements was all connected in serving Lord Ramachandra. And Lakshmana, Lakshmano Lakshmi Sampannaha, that the wealth of Lakshman was his service to Lord Ram. He had no other wealth. He considered his greatest opulence was service to Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, Hanumanji also. Every character in Ramayana. So therefore, when Lord Ramachandra, you can imagine how much pain he had to experience to banish Mother Sita or make Mother Sita go through Agni Pariksha. Was there any problem for Lord Ram to understand that Sita is very pure? He knew very much that she was very pure. But still, Lord Ram, because he was setting an example, like one of the Sri Vaishnava Acharya explains, that it was not that Lord Ramachandra was thinking because Sita was touched by other man, therefore I am rejecting her. He said, do you think means every, if somebody has been forced to be touched by some man, so that woman becomes contaminated? That was not the indication. The indication was that Lord Ram was acting and he was very much responsible for the opinions of the people. And therefore he was willing to experience separation from Mother Sita. And not that he was abandoned anywhere. She was sent to the ashram of Valmiki Maharshi. She was sent to the ashram of Valmiki Maharshi. And then she gave birth to Lavakush. Another very interesting point. That Agni Pariksha was not done to see the purity of Mother Sita. The Agni Pariksha was done as a reaction for offending Lakshman. That is the power of Vaishnava Prad. Therefore, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur also says, even if you are Shulapani, even if you are Lord Shiva, if you offend Vaishnava, then you have to go through the reaction. And we have seen, Mahaprabhu did not want to give mercy to Sachi Mata because Lord Chaitanya felt that she offended Advaita Acharya. She did not offend. Rather, she expressed her love, and in the form of love, she chastised Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya never took offense, but Mahaprabhu took it offense. Therefore, the explanation is that those who propose that Lord Rama was very hard-hearted, the explanation is there because she blasted Lakshman. That description in Ramayana, Mother Sita condemning Lakshman, is extremely painful. That here is the person, he is serving your master, serving you with all of his heart. But what he has to hear? He has to hear that how he was misunderstood. She blasts Lakshman, left, right, center. He couldn't take it. And Sita knew that by speaking this, he will not stay here. And therefore, Lakshman did not hold against her that you did this to me, I will never serve you. And when he went to Lord Ram also chastised, why did you give up? Like Gaurang Prabhu always mentions that his integrity and his competency was questioned. What else do you have in your life? Your competency and your integrity is questioned. Where is the question of rendering service? And who is questioning your integrity? The very people whom you are willing to give your life. Mother Sita is questioning his integrity and not asking questions, making statements, not making statements. They are so forceful, so are aggressive. And Lord Ram is questioning your competency. Even in that condition, Lakshman continues to serve. That is servant. A very amazing example that your competency and your integrity is questioned by the very people whom you are serving. And because she committed that offense, of course this is the pastime, and Lord Ram had no time, first he had to save Sita. So he saved Sita, he killed everybody, as Prabhupada explains, just say, this is husband. That when she was offended by demon, not only Lord Ram killed demon, entire race of demons were killed. And he said, I have protected you. And she was called back. And then Lord Ram said, okay, now you go through Agni Pariksha. Why that Agni Pariksha? That Agni Pariksha was because she had offended Lord Lakshman. And as a reaction to that, she had to go through this. This is a better explanation. Makes all sense. Therefore, rather than making our own judgment about the whole pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, why did he do like this? What kind of husband is this? I was reading a letter of Kasturba Gandhi written to her husband. A very beautiful letter. Now, Gandhi, from a husband's point of view, was not a great provider. He did not provide anything. He himself had very less and she had very less. And one yogi would quote her life in his public lecture because once Gandhi chastised Kasturba Gandhi for not keeping account of 4 rupees. She was handling all the donation which would come to Gandhi. And he would keep a proper account. And she said there was some mishandling of 4 rupees or she could not keep it properly. And the balance sheet was not showing properly. And in public place, in a public gathering, he corrected her, you know, what is this? And one yogi would quote this story in America. And then one American woman, when she heard this story, she was so upset. What is this? What kind of husband is this? So this yogi said, look, you have to understand the culture. You don't judge based upon the principle of right and wrong. And Mother Sita, we were discussing in our Brahmachari class, none of the characters in Ramayana, either Bharat, either Lakshman, either Shatrughna, either Urmila. No, people, there are lawyers in India, they take side of Lakshman going against Ram. They take side of, you know, Dashrath going against Lakshman. They take side of Bharat going against Ram. They take side of Ravan also. I was mentioning, when I used to study in my school, there was a Kannada poet very famous poet. Now I came to know that he wrote Ramayana. And every year from 1st standard to 10th standard, we studied his poem. His poem would be first poem. But then what is his understanding? Just his understanding is that he has written a Ramayana, a thick Ramayana. Beautifully written, the language is great, but the content is garbage. He says, Ravan is the character of achieving impossible. He should be glorified. Just see. His endeavor to achieve Sita, he says, he is the character of achieving impossible. He said, Ravan had no bad motivation. Now, where do you get it from? And people read his Ramayana. And then they talk. And he says, or he and others, that Ravan was the friends of women, the brothers of women. He said, he had no intention of doing anything to Mother Sita. He said, Vedavati story. He said, Vedavati jumped into the fire for no reason. Ravana was simply, you know, testing, you know, what is her level of tolerating power. Now, so many such stupid understandings are there, and these Ramans are all over India. Somebody told Prabhupada, it is said that Lord Ram ate meat. He said, what to speak of eating meat? Lord Ram can consume fire and digest. Eating meat, he can digest it. Can you digest it? Not from a physical point of view, from the karmic point of view. Prabhupada did not even give much importance to that. Did Ram eat meat? Some people say, oh, the whole point of that golden deer, what not the golden deer? That Sita was attracted by the meat and she wanted to eat it. Just see. How they can experience Ramayana? Here in Ayodhya, in Chitrakoot, there are great devotees. They take one story of Lord Ramayana and simply relish day after day, day after day, day after day, and keep crying tears. One last story, when Ramanujacharya was asked by one of his disciples, he said, how Sugriv argued with Lord Ram when Lord Ram wanted to take Vibhishan at his fold, give him shelter. And this is a beautiful explanation given by Ramanujacharya. He didn't say anything. He said both were protecting the people who had taken shelter of them. He said, Ramanujacharya said, that both Ram and Sugriv were protecting the person who had taken shelter of them. The disciple did not understand. Then he went to one of his senior disciple of Ramanuja. He said, what is that means? That when I asked this question to Acharya, that why Sugriv argued with Lord Ram? And he said, because both were giving shelter to those who had surrendered to him. Oh, he said, very easy. He said, Lord Ram, and he quoted Ramayana. When Lord Ram came and met Sugriv, and Lord Ram said, actually, I need your protection, I need your help. So Sugriv was in the mode of giving, you know, help to Lord Ramachandra, and because of that fatherly, that fraternity, rasa, he was fearing that Vibhishan might harm Lord Ram. Therefore, he was arguing. There's no other reason. He was not arrogant. So Ramanuja said, Sugriv was protecting Ram and Ram was protecting Vibhishan, and therefore there was argument. Just see. This is how the great acharyas, those who have devotion to Lord Ramachandra, see the every pastimes of Lord Ram. They have no other vision other than this is the vision. When Lavakusha were narrating Lord Ram's pastime in Ayodhya, it is explained, Ram was so mesmerized hearing Ram Katha, his own Katha. But then he realized, he looked around, where was he sitting? He was sitting on the higher platform. He was sitting on his throne, and Lavakusha were narrating the story of Lord Ram sitting down. Absorption is there, but at the same time, etiquette is also there. When we are absorbed in serving our Braj Bihari Prabhu from Vrindavan, he makes a very important point. He said, when the servants come along with their guru, they are absorbed in serving, that is a good thing, but they forget the etiquette. Sometimes they push the guru's godbrothers also. Very hardly they push. And they don't realize they are committing offense. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing great ecstasy, Shankar Pandit was his pillow. Very beautiful point. And Lord Chaitanya, what was this time? The time when Lord Chaitanya, yesterday Dayarupa was explained, he would rub his face to the wall of Gambira. He would break his head wanting to open the door of Gambira. You know, crying out for Krishna in separation. Desperate to meet Krishna. And then Shankar Pandit was posted by Swarup Damodar Goswami and others to see that Lord Chaitanya does not go outside. And Lord Chaitanya would sleep using Shankar Pandit as his pillow. But sometimes Shankar Pandit, that is a problem with the guards. Night duty means you have to sleep. So even Shankar Pandit, who is such a devotee of the Lord, sometime he would fall asleep. And Mahaprabhu, even though he was exhibiting ecstatic symptom, seeing Shankar Pandit sleep, he would take his shawl and cover his body. That is etiquette. Even in that ecstatic symptom, he would cover his body and make him sleep nicely so that he can take rest nicely. It was not a mundane thing for Lord Chaitanya. And even in Antalila we read, Lord Chaitanya told Shivanand Sen, Sarkela Hoya, Shivanand Sen became the secretary of Vasudev because he's so liberal, he does not keep any money for his family members. So that is the activities of the Supreme Lord. So Lord Ramchandra is hearing the pastimes of his own activities, but is sitting on the high post, immediately remembered, this is not proper culture. I am listening and the speaker is sitting below me. It's not proper etiquette. But if you come down, when the king comes down, then everybody will stop. Their attention will go there. And Lavakusha will be disturbed from their katha. So that is also not proper etiquette. You can't disturb the speaker and you can't sit on the top. And Valmiki explains that Lord Ramachandra came down. He came down so slowly, holding the anklets and the bangles in his hands, all the ornaments, all the armor. He says he came so slowly from his asana, his throne, and came down without disturbing anybody. Nobody was disturbed. He did not make a scene that I am coming here now. I am the king, I am coming down. He came down without knowing anybody. And he was absorbed in hearing Ramakatha, his own katha. And he proved that how one should hear the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, on this most auspicious occasion of Lord Ramachandra's appearance, now we can only pray as Hanumanji is praying that we have no qualification. We are the modern monkeys. It has been proved by Darwin. But we all come from monkeys. At least our behavior is like monkeys. So restless. But there is a hope. In our own efforts, we will not achieve any perfection. But if Lord Ramachandra, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, Prabhupada in one purport, he explains, therefore the best worship is the worship of Shadbhuj form of the Lord. Because all these three, Ram, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are so merciful that if you worship that form and if you can satisfy them, not that you have to satisfy, they will be satisfied with some endeavor of ours and they will accept it. And therefore, as the Lord progressively takes incarnation, he becomes more and more liberal and more compassionate. In conclusion, when Lord Ram abandoned Mother Sita apparently, sent her to Valmiki's ashram because she was touched by other men. And therefore, people are saying that, how can Lord Ram keep such a woman in his house? We are not like henpecked husband. So Lord Ram became very, you know, sensitive. He kept Mother Sita away. He sent her to Valmiki's ashram. Now Madhvacharya gives a very simple and very technical understanding. He said it was not one person who spoke like this. Many were speaking like that. And he said there were some demons. He has to bring some demons. There were some demons. They worshipped Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. And they said, we want mukti. We will continue to remain demons, but we want mukti. So Brahmaji was in dilemma. How can you offer somebody mukti without acting like a devotee? They want to continue as a demon and they want mukti. So Brahmaji said, if I'm not wrong, it was Brahmaji only. He said, as long as you do not separate Narayan from Lakshmi, you will get liberation. And these people came as the inhabitants of Ayodhya and they separated Lakshmi and Narayan and continued to rot in this material world. So that is one explanation given by Shripad Madhvacharya. And what was the story? I had another story to mention about Sitaram's separation, but I lost it. Srila Prabhupada, the key. No, right, I got one. I got it. Progressively, they are liberal that when Krishna, when Lord Ram abandoned Mother Sita because, you know, there was a rumors from people. But Krishna married 16,000 who were touched by other men. Lord Ram abandoned Mother Sita, but Krishna married those 16,000 because they said, who will marry us? We are touched. The example is given that if a pot, Havish Anna, if it is touched by the dog or seen by the dog, you have to throw it. You can't use it. You cannot eat it, you cannot offer it, it has to go waste. Similarly, they said we are like that. Our position is that we are like a pot which has been touched by the dog. Who will accept it? Our parents will not accept it. But Krishna said, what to speak of being simply merciful, progressive in his karuna. He married all those 16,000 wives. He said, I'll marry. Let me see who says, no, whatever they want to say. He married 16,000. So that is how. We are all prakritis. And we don't know how many dogs have enjoyed us, consumed us, spoiled us. But still, the mercy of the Lord and his devotees, added by Srila Prabhupada, is unlimited. Even this contaminated pot can be offered in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With this note, we will stop and we will meet again for the Abhishek of Lord Ramachandra. Hare Krishna. Shri Ram Navami Maha Mahotsav Ki.